The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Let's talk about carguments. That's right, arguments in the car. Uh-huh. The number one most argued about thing is using your phone while driving. The passenger, like, hey, don't look at the map. Yeah. I'll be the navigator.
Right, keep
your eyes on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's an interesting place that we've developed. Like, the car is like an argument machine.
You called it little anger boxes.
Did
that's
I?
What that, yeah, out on the road.
I think it's true.
Cars are just little anger boxes.
Yeah.
It's we're like angry inside. We're angry at the people on the outside.
Right, whatever. Whatever issues you have with somebody,
yeah.
You get in a car with them, and it will
magnify.
It will come to the fore and spill out. Yeah, it's a good idea. Don't get drawn into other people's battles. Mm-hmm. They'll try to bait you into doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They do it all the time. I was just reading this. Paul had written this to Timothy. So here's this younger guy, and Paul's giving him advice. Like, if you're going to do this following Jesus thing, you're going to be a leader. He says, don't have anything to do. I'm quoting here. Think about this in social media and your own approach to social media or other stuff. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, quoting, because you know they produce quarrels, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful.
Wow.
I know, that's what I was thinking. Like, if you're going to be able to teach, you want to function, you want to be of right mind, you want to be a person of peace, like, don't get drawn into everybody's stuff, because they want to quarrel. We were just talking about arguments in the car.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, it's sort of a related idea because I know a lot of arguments happen in traffic and whatnot, but in life, it doesn't have to be traffic. This guy came up with what he called the law of the garbage truck.
Okay.
And I think it's pretty good because it's visual.
Mm-hmm.
He said, many people are like garbage trucks. They run around full of garbage, full of frustration, full of anger, and full of disappointment. As their garbage piles up, they look for a place to dump it. And if you let them, they'll dump it on you.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone wants to dump on you, don't take it personally. Just smile, wave, wish them well, and move on. Believe me, you'll be happier.
Hmm.
I think that's largely true.
Makes sense.
That's what's going on. A lot of people, it has nothing to, especially if it's anonymous in traffic. Like, it has nothing to do with you and everything to do with whatever they're going through. Just being honest, we don't have a big budget here, okay? For promotions or stuff like that. We have a good number of listeners.
Yes, we do.
But for the show, we don't have like a show budget.
Mm-hmm.
So what I thought I would do, and I wanted to propose this to you as you're listening, you consider whether or not you want to participate in this show project. But I give you, as a listener, $5.
Okay.
Let's say, for example,
I
cash app it to you.
Okay.
But then I get naming rights over your refrigerator. Well, yeah, I'll just buy, like, you know how you get naming rights on stadiums and stuff?
Like, yes.
But you would have to just put a sign on your fridge that says the Brant Hanson Show on it. And I own the naming rights to that.
To their
appliance.
Refrigerator?
Sure. It could be dishwasher if you want, but that's not the point.
But you understand that branding typically is so that, like, you brought up a stadium. That
yeah,
a
I don't
lot
have
people,
money for that, Sherry.
I know,
I can give, like, $5 to some listeners. And then you give me naming rights.
And you feel like that's going to promote the show.
I have what I have. I don't have a big budget. Got a note. It says, hello, Brant. My name is Haley. Big fan of the show and the podcast. That's it brightens sweet. My day. It's very sweet. She said, I read most of your book, Blessed Are the Misfits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really refreshing. But I'm starting to struggle with this. And she goes on to say she's 18 years old. She became a Christian about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's 18, and she said, now I don't have many emotions. I always did when it came to prayer or spending time with God. Now I don't really have any. And she said, I wonder if I'm doing something wrong. So what I wanted to do was talk about that.
Okay.
Today. It'll be kind of a theme show.
Okay.
So that very thing, like, that's the first thing I told Haley is like, look, that's a lot of us, all right? But it's not bad news. It really isn't. And so I want to explain that in case you're dealing with that or going through that yourself. We're going to talk about that quite a bit today. Okay, Sherry's alarmed at this idea, but I don't have a big budget.
I know that we do not have a big promotional budget.
I was pitching this idea of me personally out of my own money, like paying you as a listener, like $5, and I get naming rights over your like refrigerator.
Okay.
You just have to put a sign on there that says the Brandon Hansa Show on it.
Okay.
It's the Brandon Hansa Show refrigerator.
People do naming rights to promote the show.
Right. But I don't have, I can't afford a dome.
I know.
I can't do like the Brandon Hansa Show dome.
I know that you can't.
I don't have that kind
of. I know, Brand. But what I'm saying is, it's essentially only those people in that house, that family.
Fine, that's precious to me. Your family, even if you're a single person, it's,
they
have, to have naming rights on your refrigerator, and you just have to send, I would cash app you like the $5.
$5. What if they say, how about my dishwasher?
Fine.
Washing machine.
$3. $2 for the washing machine.
Okay. Garage door.
Can't just be throwing $5 bills all over the place. So Haley wrote a note to us and said, I'm not feeling God around. She's 18. She's like, this is kind of weird because I don't have those feelings like I used to. So a bunch of things I wanted to tell her. So we're doing kind of a theme show on this. But here's one thing. Haley, I think this is a time to grow spiritually. You've had that. You've had those emotions. I don't know why you're not having them now, but I do know that I don't generally have those emotions about feeling God around. I know a lot of people don't. And it could be your next chapter in being faithful. Like maybe that was, that helped you when you needed it, those emotions. And now you'll go without and you'll grow in different ways and you'll be faithful anyway, like loyal to God. Maybe the emotions come back and that'll be a blessing too. But you'll learn that that's not actually the foundation of your relationship, right? So you can learn something and grow and learn that, hey, maybe feelings shouldn't dictate my life. So I guess we all know that at one level, but on the other hand, a lot of us live like feelings actually dictate things. If you ever want to call the show, you totally can. The phone number is 855-90-BRANT, B-R-A-N-T. We got this message.
Hey, Brant, Sherry, this is Bobby from Houston. Just wondering if you're going to do the graduation into the year thing where you hand out PhDs.
Because
my grandma was asking, I told her about the show, and she was asking about if she could get a PhD in Yahtzee. Yeah, let me know. Thanks.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I don't think we did that last year. We forgot. Had so much going on.
We got to bring that back. Okay. Graduation's coming up.
Honorary doctorates.
Honorary doctorates.
Yes.
For the first one that will receive one.
Oh, is it going to be his grandmother?
It's going to be Bobby's grandmother.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Coming forward.
This is beautiful.
We are giving her an honorary doctorate in Yahtzee.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And the dice arts. so congratulations to you.
What an accomplishment.
It's very proud. So if you have somebody or maybe yourself, you'd like an honorary doctorate for something, we will totally give you one.
And are we accredited to do this?
I accredited us.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay, great.
So who accredits the accreditors? I don't know.
Who knows?
But here we are. Anywhere, it's 855-90-BRANT if you want an honorary doctorate from our show. We just talking about this stuff today. It's kind of a theme show about this because so many people can relate to this. So many people. But here's one thing, one aspect of this I'd like to mention. It is a relationship with God. It really is. Relationships with anybody else, you may notice the emotions wax and wane. They come and go.
Yeah.
Just part of life. And you know, there's a special kind of freedom that comes from that not really dictating the outcome of the relationship. Like in marriage, realizing, okay, I don't feel in love at this very moment with my spouse, but... But so what?
The commitment is still there.
Still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so what? And I can still do things to actively love my wife and vice versa when she's not feeling it towards me. You would think she would be constantly enraptured with me.
You would be. You would think that.
Overwhelmed with emotion. Yeah. But there are times when she's not.
You're kidding me.
I know. I know. See, Sherry's shocked too. Just a thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. They really appreciate what we do. Mike and Brian are pretty awesome. I've gotten to know them just a little bit, and I really, really like them. If you're interested at all, they like thinking creatively with you. Anyway, here's the phone number for Fellowship Home Loans. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Here's some more stuff, Haley, on this. One thing I do, because I do this a lot, where I don't have feelings right now, like God feelings or feel close to God, I'll pray the Lord's Prayer, which I have memorized, and I'll mean it when I pray it. Like I'll rephrase the words a little bit or something. That's helpful. I usually pray when I'm walking around, so I'll find things to thank God for. They're just small, beautiful things. I will pray scripture that I've memorized, or bring my little Bible app and actually read it and pray that to God. And another thing I'll do is get really, really honest. I remind myself, get brutally honest with God. And what am I really anxious about? What am I really fearful for? Well, he already knows that, but let me talk to him about it instead of hiding it. Or what are my real hopes? What do I really want? And we'll talk to him about that too. And you'll be amazed. You start that ball rolling, you find you have a lot of stuff to say. This happens to me sometimes. You should know, I get challenges thrown down by guys. They respect me, but they don't know if they're totally gonna accept me.
Yes.
I got this note. Hey, Brant, you're cool, but we need you to do three quick things, and then we will fully accept you as awesome and one of us.
Do you need to be accepted? Why not just reject a challenge and move on with your life?
I do need to be accepted. Number one, do a full-on routine on your studio pommel horse.
Oh, okay. All right. Got it.
All right. And then do a full-on Russian folk kick dance for 5 seconds.
Right after the pommel horse. Okay.
And then, in honor of the completion of the NCAA tournament, grab a flute and play the iconic March Madness theme song from CBS.
Wow.
Sincerely, Mickey and the Tufts.
Okay, the Tufts.
I don't know who
remember
they are.
The Tufts before. Maybe
this is
maybe it's a franchise.
So anyway, I'm trying to remember how that song goes. Hang on a second.
I don't know what that is. I didn't know that it was iconic as they described it. Okay. Never heard it before.
All right, first I got to do a pommel horse routine. Here we go. I'm going to jump
all right,
up on a pommel
horse.
Please be
careful.
Then I got to do the Russian kick dance.
Okay.
And gonna... up. And open.
Oh,
one,
okay.
Two.
Brant, careful.
Four,
easy.
Five, just found.
Wow. Wow.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
That's. You didn't have. I mean, I understand that you're out of breath, and rightfully so. But you didn't have more of that song to give. You don't. I'm not asking for it. I just didn't. Okay. Damn it.
Okay. Bam.
All right.
All right.
Well, they can't dispute that. They
Mickey
have
and
to
the Tufts.
You
know. I did it, you guys. Telling you, it's true. God is looking for loyalty from us. He knows we're sinners. But you got that. But the loyalty to just keep coming back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And Haley wrote this note. So we've been talking about this today quite a bit on the show. She wrote a note about she's 18, but she's not really feeling God around anymore. And I want to just tell her, so I will, this loyalty thing is really remarkable when you don't have those feelings. Like when you've got the feelings, it makes it a lot easier to be loyal.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't, and you still pursue him and you still want to have a relationship with him, you still pray, even when you're not feeling anything, you feel like you're talking to thin air, you're talking to a wall. But you do it anyway, it's just loyalty.
That's true faithfulness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a new thing. I mean, you're 18 years old. This may be a great way to build for the future and always be loyal no matter what feelings are coming and going, because that's what feelings do. You have tuned into a show that does not mess around. And what I mean by that, like, I grew up listening to the radio. It's like, oh, it's national, whatever day. Like, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. Whatever your day is, I'm not doing it. I don't know who picks these days. I don't know why I have to. They don't get to be my boss. So I do the opposite of whatever day it is. That's just how I roll.
Mm-hmm.
How I roll around.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do it.
Hey, Brant. I was listening the other day, and you were talking about your convictions about not doing whatever the national day of thing is. Uh-huh. And I was just wondering, since you deliberately do the opposite of whatever the national day of is, is that not still the cabal forcing your actions?
Mm-hmm.
Because you are acting in a way you wouldn't normally mm-hmm. do because it is the national day of something.
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
I have always had that question.
It sounds to me like that's exactly what the cabal would say to
are
me.
Are you implying
that she's
that
involved
this,
with the cabal?
Yes.
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't know who's picking
that's
these
the
days.
That's the thing about cabals. You really know.
But
never
they would
know
expect me to act that way. They would expect me to say, no, you can't make me do the opposite thing.
Yeah.
And I will do the opposite thing as a final checkmate.
Okay.
So, like, it's Mental Health Month right now.
Yes,
awareness
it
month.
Is.
I have
yes.
no awareness of my mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go. Feelings, let's talk about them. They're great servants, but they're terrible masters. That's a quote we talked about on the show a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Feelings are great servants, but they're terrible masters. And this is so wild. Haley had sent me a note. She's 18 years old, and she was asking about, I don't feel anything towards God right now. I'm like encouraging her to stay loyal anyway, because feelings will come and go. That's not the basis of our relationship with God. It's much deeper. It's loyalty. It's much deeper. But feelings are terrible masters. The problem is, Haley, we're up against it because our culture has decided, honestly, that feelings are everything.
They are the master.
They are the master. It should be the master.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not working. This cultural idea is failing us
mm-hmm.
to make feelings our master. What happens is you wind up losing community because you don't keep the feelings going. So you break away from things that you did believe in or whatever. You become isolated, you become a free agent. You lose meaning in life. And then that just winds up with mass loneliness, which is exactly where we are as a culture. So we decided that feelings are going to be everything. And it's a dark road. What we want to do is put our minds on what is true. Big announcement. We probably should have done this a long time ago. Hang on just a second.
Fanfare even.
Let's get this.
Okay, fanfare, yeah.
Big attention-grabbing fanfare.
Sure.
We would love to see you on the road soon.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry and I are going to be doing our tour thing, mm-hmm. a few dates this spring. So you want to give them the dates where
sure.
we'll be?
Sure. Friday, April 23rd and Saturday, April 24th, we will be at Landmark Church in Cincinnati. And then, mm-hmm. thank you. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, April 30th and Saturday, May 1st. Well, Friday, April 30th will be at Bethany Church in Macungie, Pennsylvania. And Saturday, May 1st, we'll be at Ringgold Church in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Great. We're applauding here because we're excited about seeing you if you can make it. Now, it's weird because the COVID stuff, but
yes.
I think they figured that out.
They have figured it out, and it won't be filled to capacity. They have COVID restrictions on how many people can be there. But
Yeah. So if you want to go, you can go for that first weekend in Cincinnati. You can go to star933.com.
Yes.
And then wordfm.org.
Yes.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is...
And if you want those tickets, by the way, I would suggest you go very quickly to get them.
Good.
Yeah.
So we'll do stuff. I'll talk about my book, The Truth About Us, which came out last year, but we're planning to tour in support of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously all the COVID stuff. So I'll talk about that. Mostly it's going to be sketches and comedic stuff.
Yeah. Hopefully
also,
a fun night.
Yeah. Also, we don't have an artist this time. We just thought, I don't know.
Yeah.
We would love to have an artist with us, but
right.
it's also nice, I thought I would do some of it.
Yes.
Like, I can do it.
Mm-hmm. You have a guitar there, yeah.
What I was thinking was, it's going to be hard on the podcast because you don't have I'll put overhead lyrics
uh-huh.
for the crowd. So if you can sing, this is a repeat after me kind of song. I just thought coming out of all this stuff, like having a song that was about community would be good.
Okay, that is good. Right.
So it's actually called A Song of Community, and I think I'll have everybody stand and sing.
And you wrote this?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a repeat after me thing. So
Got it.
You could, I guess, what's your name? I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad
to be here. You want
with
me to?
All of these friends.
With all of these friends.
It's been such a long year.
It's been such a long year.
But a new day begins.
But a new day begins.
My favorite show is The Brian Hansen Show.
My favorite show is The Brian Hansen Show.
The highlight of my day.
The highlight of my day.
Other shows are so boring.
Other shows are so boring.
I mean, give me a break.
Brant.
Give me a break. I'm gonna buy all of Brant's books. I'm gonna buy
Brant. I don't think.
Whoops, I said it. Now I can't take it back. Whoops, I said it. Now I can't take.
You want people to say whoops?
I'm also gonna give all my money to Cure. I'm also gonna give all my money to Cure. And I pledge never to miss another Brant and Sherry podcast. Pledge never to miss another Brant and Sherry podcast. Sherry's wrong about breaking animal news. Sherry's wrong about breaking animal news. That's just a fact.
Brant, just
okay.
Hold it.
If you get okay,
that's it's boy is that a runaway train.
Horrible attitude about it. a song about community.
I know. In the beginning, I was with you, but towards like, the end, it's...
And basically demonstrate disunity.
It gets more and more complicated towards the end of the song. Would you at least agree with that? So like, you can't even get all the words in the line.
We will figure this out between us.
Because you can't before we hit the road. Because
that could be,
there.
I can't have this tension.
I agree.
While I'm performing my song, bringing people together. Haley wrote us a note, and she was asking about, what do I do when I don't feel God around? So we've been talking about that quite a bit on the show today, like feelings and emotions and God and stuff. Mm-hmm. And another thing I would tell you, Haley, about this, hey, you're 18 years old. You got a lot of stuff going on. I promise, just in terms of life changes, all the different things and like the transitions you're going through, and I don't know, it's probably starting new classes, college, or jobs, or whatever you're doing. My goodness.
Differences physiologically, too.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
So the idea that you wouldn't change in terms of the tenor of your emotion, your relationship with God, it's like, no, I would expect that.
Mm-hmm.
Things will come and go. You know what? We are the ones actually that equated emotions with worship.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to be worried about that. We did that. That wasn't God's idea. He doesn't equate emotions and worship. We did that. He equates worship with us acting based on our loyalty to him, doing things we wouldn't have otherwise done, prioritizing things we wouldn't have otherwise prioritized. Like, that to him is worship.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.